Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning. This is James Glory from Huddersfield, West Yorkshire in the north of England with this morning's glory. Bear with me while I read this one scripture. This has really brought a lot of thought about, and I really believe that this could be a powerful thing for you today. Romans 13:20 says, "Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink, for in doing so thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head." That's radical, yes indeed. Imagine how you could change the relationships today in your work, your school, even your home with these things. Those who follow, or those who to whom my morning glory is a secret guilty pleasure, you know well the difficulties that befell me in Lancashire when I allowed those who had left prison or were homeless to stay at my house for free, and how they became aggressive and stole from me and bullied me, and how I felt the icy touch of fear grip my heart, how I struggled not to yield to my lower desires and step back 10 years and possibly throw them out physically. Are you in a similar situation today? I had to place understanding around where these guys were. They were in pain. They were addicted. They were fearful. They were unable to see light at the end of the tunnel. Yes, they were angry, lost and bitter. How could I have judged them when God by his grace had lifted me out of the pit where they were? No, how could I? You know my life story, audio boo. You know my testimony. Today, I ask you to see beyond the external of those who seem to hate you, to bless those who bully you even. Is this too hard? To love the unlovable. Your kindness may be the key to unlock their cold heart. Isn't that something? Because God is love, and by placing the love of God in their world, you could begin the change, that wonderful change of recovery, or heal the hurts that make them act the way they are. Come on, think of that. In the scripture before, when it says, heap burning coals on their heads by blessing them, I assure you that isn't a way of killing them or exacting revenge. No, rather your act of kindness, your act of love, will be so alien, so contrary to what they are used to receiving for their behaviour, it will shock them into conviction for their behaviour in a most profound and beautiful way, powerfully, immediate and permanent. Think on this. What a privilege if you, today, can be a kind catalyst for real change, a change of heart, to turn someone's life around, possibly to save it. Yes, audio boo, love thy neighbour as thyself. And come on, let us live peaceably with each other in this difficult and often cold world. Amen. Isn't that too hard to do? And if it is, why? And verse 21 says, "Be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good." If I had reacted against those people who were doing what they'd done in Lancashire, I would have been stepping back 5 or 6 years to when I was a bully, a coward, a cheat, a liar, an addict, a thief. How could I not love them when God, in his grace, had lifted me out of where they are? Today, I ask you that you apply this scripture. It's not too hard. It can be done. I'm testimony to that. As I've said, those of you who listened and followed to what I've been saying over the last few months, you know the story. So here we go. "Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in doing so, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head." Hallelujah. Remember, this act will be so alien, so contrary to what they're used to receiving from their behaviour. It will indeed shock them into conviction for their behaviour in a most profound and beautiful way. Powerfully, immediate and permanent. Hallelujah. This is James Glory. Huddersfield, West Yorkshire in the north of England, asking you to bless those who bully you. Amen.